Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. Thank you for checking us out all around the world. And of course, you can check us out online anywhere at Cannabis Talk 101. If you're looking for my brothers from another mother, it's at @pot_brothers_@_law. Mark's at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at 1ChristopherWrights, and I am at Joe Grande 52. And if you ever want to call us up and leave us a voicemail, 800-420-1980. And it's been a minute, but we definitely got to get to some of those voicemails. And Craig, there's no need to bullshit. Let's get right into some good cannabis news.
Well, this is some great stuff I'm reading here. 69.
Why does that number always just make me smile?
69% of Americans now support legalizing marijuana, which is an all-time high. Quinnipiac poll finds.
It's always good when they do these research, and I just wonder where it all comes from, because I actually would think that it might even be a little more, because here's the good question. You ready for this? I never got that question asked to me. Did you?
They didn't call me.
Exactly. So my point is, that's not even
the polls work, right? Who knows what they're, you have to
just
read.
Like ratings and radio back in the day.
Look at the polls and see what they use, what the test group.
Well, they'll
was.
Say 160-year-old male like yourself equals, you know, white.
They did say
blah,
a little bit that it was 65 and older. Was over 70% in that category alone.
I could see that because, you know, as we all know, in the dispensaries alone, I mean, when you go in there, it's older and older. I was ironically just in Palm Springs and in awe with how many dispensaries there are. I'm driving down that main strip in the old Palm Springs. I'm not talking. I went golfing in La Quinta and I
right,
spread
so you
out.
You had to go south and then go around the bend?
Well, no, yeah, I went and I took that one quick road rather than going deeper in and going to, you know, the deeper cities. To me, the old Palm Springs, which is the first Palm Springs, is that first downtown strip, right? The Poppin'
Little
area.
Right,
and
right.
I actually stayed at the Hyatt right there. Right there in the real Poppin' area. Right, Poppin'.
I know it very well.
Dude, when I'm driving down there, we already see the billboards. It's one thing. But to see the 1, 2, 3... And then that was on the when I was pulling in. I think I just passed
Palm Canyon
before I got
Palm
to the Hyatt.
Canyon?
I think it was Palm Canyon, yeah. And the Hyatt's right there on the right hand side. So I'm just going down that one strip, dog. I didn't have to go right, left. But I went down that 110.
And there's shops right down on that.
I seen three before I get to my hotel.
That's awesome.
And the strip wasn't long before I got to the hotel. So then we go out and eat, and I'm looking at it still. So then I walk to the right of my hotel because I was coming up. And I still remember seeing two more. So mind you, that's five that I've seen on one street. On one boulevard going down the main strip, right? And so I went into one that was right across the street. And once it was just ironic that older people is my point behind why I say all this, on top of how many shops. And then I'm come around the way and I'm looking at all the other shops around the area. I think I found about four or five more shops just right around that downtown area is my point. And yeah, I've been to other places way up in the on the left side. I forget the name of the city.
And
that's
then if you go down
to the left of the 10 freeway.
If you go, well, that's Desert Hot Springs.
Thank you. Desert Hot Springs. I've been there.
And then you've got, then if you keep going, you've got Cathedral City.
You're right. There's
just
a pass,
which
there
are
too.
A lot down in Cathedral City as well.
Yeah. So, and
yeah, 69. I mean, what I still don't get is how these politicians whose states have legalized it in one form or another still aren't on board at a federal level. It's just mind-boggling. Your constituents of your state said we want.
You're referring to the three states, correct?
No, to every state.
On the federal level.
No, I'm
all
referring
states.
To the federal. Yeah, I'm referring on the federal level. Those federal, the senators who are still not getting it through. And now we have a president who's, oh my God, of all of them, we've got the worst president with a view on cannabis for a Democrat.
And you know, I feel like we were bamboozled by him. Like he
well, no,
made
no,
us
no,
feel
no,
like,
no, no,
oh, I'm gonna.
No, I don't think
Bernie
so.
Bernie was harder.
No, we were bamboozled by his vice president.
Oh, you think Kamala set us up for failure?
Well, she's the one who said, you know, legal weed, let everybody out.
Well, she's supporting these other things, so I don't think she bamboozled us.
Now she's backtracking and not, instead of pushing Biden to get off his reefer mentality, which he still has. Instead of that, she's coming, I don't hate to say lockstep, but in tow with Biden's more conservative views that there should be rehabilitation. Like, really? You want to rehabilitate a marijuana user? Are you? Have you read any?
Is that what they're saying? Rehabilitation
yeah,
for marijuana
one, that's
users?
One of Biden. That's what he said before, but they really aren't talking about it.
Why does it? Am I wrong, Craig, for thinking if you're quote-unquote busted for a cannabis case, who gives a shit? It's legal in 47 states, for God's sakes. And what do you mean rehabilitation?
Talk to the politicians who still want to keep it illegal at a federal level.
With meth, if it's something that has to do with a gun charge on it, if you had a bottle of alcohol, you have the DUI and cannabis, I can see there being some type, but if it's strictly cannabis alone, period. Nothing else.
Well, how about the? How
then
about
it should
the,
be nothing.
How about the travesty that it's okay for large corporations to make a buck, but yet people are still in jail and still getting put in jail because they decide to sell a dime bag because they don't want to go through the licensing process, and they sell an eighth, they sell a dime bag, which I don't think those exist anymore.
You know what though?
Anybody know what a dime bag
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I used to love little. I remember breaking those out in high school, selling dime bags.
You remember a four-finger lid?
Four finger lids. I remember just the biggest bag you could think of, but it was just a big brick weed, though.
Well,
it's hard as a rock.
The lids actually was more leafy substance back in my day because it literally came in a coffee can with a lid, the plastic lid, and that's where we got lid from.
I just love the fact that I remember smoking weed that literally smelt like dirt, and it was brown like dirt.
Been there.
And you had more seeds than a little bit on it.
You had more
and
seeds
big-ass
than weed.
Fucking stems.
You had to put it in the album, open the album up, and use a credit card.
That's swag.
To get
But that weed got you high as a kite.
That's what we had.
I mean, it wasn't like some, you know, it
we
was
made
like
do.
It wasn't like, oh, this is horrible. This is some bammer. No,
the point
that
is,
was
we
good.
Have almost 70% of the United States population, and it's still not federally legal.
And I think it's even bigger. I think that's a low
number.
Well,
you know what's even sadder is I was going to save this for another story, but they're passing the new the banking bill at the House of Representatives. And now they're saying that, and I'll go into this more detail on another show because I didn't prep for it, but it ties into this conversation where even the Democratic-led, by margin, Senate is still reluctant to act on it. This is going to allow banking. It's still not going to make it federally legal, but it's going to allow the banking. It's going to allow all that other good stuff. And it's still not – it should be a slam dunk.
Not only a slam dunk, but they'll be able to make and track more money and be able to tax these folks more because they'll be able to see more.
Well, it's the problem is because at the House level, it was all Democrats for, Republicans against. And now at the Senate level, we're going to need to get at least 10 Republicans on board to pass any kind of cannabis reform. And there's plenty of Republicans whose own states have passed legal laws for cannabis. So who are they to tell their own state, you can do it in your state, but at a federal level, it's still illegal?
It really hurts my feelings and bothers me that that's the case sometimes. I really can't
get
in my head.
That is the case.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. You guys, make sure you check out Terpene Warehouse, a great spot. Dope Minerals, go check out their site, all the things they have. Good old Cali FX, Connector, Dime Industries, and don't forget G4 Live, May 21st through the 24th, excuse me, through the 23rd.
Gonna be lit.
We will be all there. I just can't wait to just see you out there. Are you going to have quite a few drinks after we host and work and do our thing?
Hell yeah.
Are you going to get pretty toasty that those few nights?
You know what? I don't plan that. It is what it is.
So you don't have like a cutoff when you're there in Vegas? You're like, okay, I've had six drinks.
No, I cut it off when it's time to cut it off. I have a cutoff valve.
You do have a cutoff valve?
And most likely I've been told that, you know, if I go over that cutoff valve, you know, I'm pretty good until I get to the room, then I forget what happened.
So you haven't been told by Amanda, your wife, that you were being a complete asshole out there?
Never.
Not never? Never?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Never thrown up in front of her?
Never.
Really?
Vodka soda water, you don't throw up.
I'm sure some people do if they have
enough maybe, but vodka soda water, when you drink like us, a couple drinks a night, 3, 4, 5, maybe go to Vegas, maybe 6, 7. Or in Vegas, maybe 2 or 3, but the bartenders are fucking pouring them like they're 3 each.
Triples, right?
Triple shots.
So you know that you're about 6, 7 guy, and you're good.
It just depends. It depends how the drink's made.
True. I mean,
it just all depends. So
sugar down, water down. You're going okay.
Yeah,
I might have 10.
No sugar. No citrus. No juice. 99% chance you will not get sick or a hangover.
And this is coming from a veteran right here.
Veteran. I've drank them all. I've done all those drinks. And it doesn't end well.
And it's only vodka and soda water. Nothing else in it.
No, that's it.
So if you want to buy Craig a drink, it's vodka and soda water. May 21st to the 23rd.
That's
Mandalay
if he answers
Bay,
the phone.
G4 Live. Oh, yeah. He won't answer the phone.
He won't answer the phone. I was going to buy him a bottle of vodka last time I was in Vegas. And he didn't even ignore it. He ignored it.
Peanut who?
Yeah. He was like, who's Peanut?
Babe, is that Peanut calling you? Peanut who? There's no peanuts at this
peanut
bar.
Who?
Well, let's go to the Women of Cannabis Talk 101, Christina Janae. And when we come back, I got a great Go Green story for you guys. And it has a little something to do about Run DMC. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Make sure you check out the G4 Live presented by the Budtender Awards with Cannabis Talk 101, iHeartMedia, and Travis Barker. Go to G4Live.com to register while exhibitor space is still available.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Now it's time for the women of Cannabis Talk 101 with the skinny queen, Jhené Ault, and Playboy playmate, Christine Smith.
Hi, welcome to the Women of Cannabis Talk 101. I'm Jhené Ault. You can follow me at JhenaeAlt.
And I'm Christine Smith. You can follow me on Christine's Fire. And you are
vibing with the Women of Cannabis Talk 101. Woo, Christine took the beginning of that and I caught on to the end. You know what I mean? You know when it's good and when all that juices are salivating in your mouth and it starts to vibrate. Both of us are on point. No, I'm just talking about us singing and our little vibing all day, every day. And
I was just thinking weed and I thought you were talking about your vape pen. I'm like, you have a vibrating vape pen? That's awesome.
Well, you know what? Hey, Miles, I have a dual purpose for both, right?
You have a vibrating lighter, so.
Woo! There we have it. So
speaking of a party,
let's just talk about, we all know how to party, especially when it comes to alcohol. Mama's been around the bush and back and actually smoked it. So all I need to tell you now is we're talking about 60% of the cannabis industry is owned by men. But guess who's coming in from the tail end? The skinny queens on the case. No, just kidding. Women in general have stepped in, and let me just say, they're saying, move, bitch.
Get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. That's what they say. It's time to talk about the pâté that we're all going to partake. But it's a little different here. It's not all that drinking, you know what I mean, and falling all over each other and, like, you know, waking up with the hangover and you don't know who you slept with and you're asking them what their name is. You're trying to kick them out and you're like, oh, gosh, I don't want to have any more of those. And then you come back to reality and go, what is it, Christine? It's 2021. And what are we having now? Are we having some canna parties?
I think we finally are. Who wants to be, you know, one eye going this way, one eye going that way around midnight when you can just be intelligently toking and smoking?
Well, the women, listen, I know smoking, there's not a lot of calories. But let me just tell you, after a while, you just don't want to smoke as much. You want to hydrate, right? But if you are like me, I'd like to add some THC to my hydration, please, because we don't want to let the THC run free. We got to make sure it comes to the good old graces of the skinny queen.
Yeah, you and I love our THC drinks. Would we do like a 9-month run hitting dispensaries in summer?
It was,
Palm Springs. We
went
through
done.
A lot of THC
we're not
drinks.
Done. We're coming to you. But when we're talking about this, well, you've learned that women are the big buyers in cannabis industry. Every single age category, women outspent men. Woo! What were we saying? Move, bitch.
Get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
You just turned into like a 90-year-old man there.
Because when it comes to buying it, we also like to infuse our drinks. And hands down, main consumer of cannabis-infused drinks are men or women, Christine.
I'm going to give it to the ladies.
Ladies, it's ladies' night, and I'm feeling right. Okay, thank God we have a day job. Thank you very much.
Wait, do we? I just bury my quarters in the backyard since I still can't put in banks.
Oh, yeah, same here. You know, I just got to watch those little bumps. So tell me, Christine, do you believe in that statement that women are crushing it with spending more than men?
Yes. No, I seriously spend more money on like cannabis drinks than anything else. It's probably my biggest expense.
Yeah, I thought about it and I wanted to break it down a little bit in categories where you consume cannabis.
Why am I not dating a grower? Somebody call me. Why am I paying for weed?
Categories that you consume cannabis. Do you think, viewers, that Christine consumes more cannabis or the skinny queen?
Than half of the population of the USA on a normal day combined. Yes.
Well,
I already ate all the edibles from the party we went to.
Holy cannoli. Well, we're talking about categories, Christine. Do you use sex and have THC involved in that?
No, I don't have sex. Someone hates me too much to come anywhere near me. I never get laid.
Well, who says you need someone nowadays?
There's a ball gag, but somehow, like, my mouth keeps working. I don't know.
Okay, next category, food. Do you partake in cannabis and food?
Yes.
Me too. Okay, cannabis and snorting it. Do you partake in snorting your weed, Christine?
Yes, I am starting a trend. Google it, listeners. Inhale weed through your nose.
I'm just sorry to take you sidetracked, but Janae, the skinny queen, does not do that.
She tried once and it made her brain hurt, I think. Brain or ears.
So back to an interesting report from the Headset Dives. They're a report that likes to do things on cannabis. They said the two main categories for purchases on either side of the spectrum, women are buying either low dosage or extremely high, which I put this extremely in there, high for maximum reports when it comes to all of these cannabis wonderful
See,
drinks.
I wonder what is high. If I eat like 500 milligram edible and like wash it down with like a 250-gram like weed drinks, and like, am I getting up there? Is that high?
That's pretty high. And talking about facts, the global cannabis beverage market size is expected to reach U.S. $2.8 billion by 2025. And that's a lot of can of drinks, don't you think? Think about some of the big businesses. This blew my mind. Like, okay, it's interesting to me when you think of the, you know, alcohol and how long it's been around, and think of some of like some of the big ones, right? Think of like Bush. Bush has been around forever. I mean, what are some of the other ones? Like the malt liquor ones, the 40s that people used to drink all the time. You think those ones are going away? Maybe they're moving into the can of 40s. I don't know. Maybe
no,
they are.
Yeah, I keep hearing all the big alcohol companies are moving into cannabis because they know they're losing sales. Like alcohol or cannabis is going up every year. Alcohol sales are going down, I think.
Well, although marijuana is still federally illegal in the U.S., recreationally legal in 11 states, many countries and companies are jumping on this infused beverage bandwagon in anticipation of the booming market. So here are some of the companies. Heineken. Like, think about Heineken. They launched, which I didn't even know this, and I drink it all the time, High Hops, the one
no
that we
way!
Like.
No way! They make Heineken. That high Heineken. Shout out. My address is, just send it to the Cannabis Talk Studio, like 8 billion bottles, please.
Yes. Is a cannabis-based beverage with zero calories or carbs. Because thinking about it, listen, I don't drink alcohol anymore, but when I used to drink alcohol and laying it out, because Christine just told us here that she can throw down three bottles of champagne, it doesn't even faze her.
Brewed champagne, though, less sugar, less hangover.
Hangover city, and talk about how many calories are in that. Lots of sugar.
I don't know, because it's impossible for me to keep weight out. Actually, no, brewed has the least amount of sugar, though. Normal champagne, tons of sugar.
Yeah, so we're talking about calories here. Pat's Blue Ribbon has come out with a cannabis-infused seltzer drink, and there is cannabis all over the place. We even have House of Saki. They came out with one, and King of Beers, Anheuser-Busch, came out with a CBD-infused drinks as well. What are we going to call it? Anheuser Kush?
That would be awesome. You know someone's making that if they didn't already.
No, but this is like, think about it, Christine. Like all the things that we're doing in cannabis and all the things that you're doing, like we only can stay in one lane. I'm glad that, you know, some of these big businesses are coming on and wanting to do some of that because it'll make it more where it'll become more federally legal, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I'm excited to be a guinea pig because Cali Effects, I heard, bought a bottling plant. So ready to guinea pig it up like we did the sex tinctures for about How long until we ran out of them all? They wouldn't give us any more.
I'm still hoarding on to one that no one's going to get from me. I'll just tell you that. It's when I win it, when it's with my partner or whoever that's going to be. You're lucky. I got one on hand.
You're special. I don't know if I even have any. I've been cut off.
Well, I want to talk about not only is Hollywood buzzing, it's buzzing because a lot of celebrities are also partaking in the new canna buzz and canna booze.
And partaking and creating.
Yes. And some of them are Gwyneth Paltrow is also doing her own cannabis infused, and she teamed up with her own line. And also Rebel Wilson is also getting into the cannabis game, because cannabis beverages aren't just for stoners, because they are generally low dose between 2 milligrams per THC. Consumers can really enjoy it without fear, don't you think? I mean, me and you enjoyed them without fear.
We've enjoyed them greatly.
So the problem is solved. In order to be social, you don't have to drink alcohol or go to bars. It's cannabis-infused drinks make it possible to go out and be social in a way without drinking alcohol. And you don't have to get the buzz where you have to wake up and get the two-day hangover.
Well, you worded it perfect, too, is get social, not get drunk. You can actually go out and still have a conversation with people at, you know, midnight, 1 a.m.
And what do you think for you, Christine? Like, what are some of your favorite beverages? Do you partake in cannabis infused? Is that when you go out what you like?
Yeah, I want to start making my own, too, like we're saying, after we tried the hop so much with no calories. Because I noticed when we were going around, such a difference in the skin, my face, from all the sugar. So I really want to give, especially people with cancer, they shouldn't have to drink, you know, all of the sugar. So I really want to get an option going. What about you? You going to do some skinny weed drinks coming?
Yeah, you know, skinny weed is taking off, and I'm super excited. It just got picked up in Michigan. Woo-hoo! So I'm super excited about that. Teresa Van Horn and her whole new product is going out there, and she's going to kill it with skinny. And I'm super excited because we all got to take care. And you know how you talked about your skin is we got made man, and we want to make sure that all you men out there, there is something and there's someone that actually decided to come forward and say, men don't get it. We don't understand. We'll take the bar soap to our face. We'll do it. And we have someone that come for Jeremy Gardner to come out with Made Man. Make sure you check that out. It's a great product. And also, what time is it? It's always dime time, because that's what I smoke all day, every day. And Christine, what about you? What do you smoke on?
Kelly effects all day long, all night, the tinctures, everything.
Yes, you have such great line. They have their tinctures coming out. I'm a big fan of it. And also their sex line is an amazing thing that they have. And I don't know about you, but I know that we are going to G4 Live. Are you?
I'm going. Are you?
You?
And Joy's going. Are you?
I know. And so these guys, what is going on, Christine? We need to find them. I think, where did they go?
I don't know, but I see someone over there doing push-ups getting ready for G4. Get up, because it's back to you, boys.
Thank you for listening to the Women of Cannabis Talk 101 with the skinny queen, Jhené Aalt, and Playboy Playmate, Christine Smith. Make sure you check out the G4 Live presented by the Budtender Awards with Cannabis Talk 101, iHeartMedia, and Travis Barker. Go to G4Live.com to register while exhibitor space is still available.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and punch Mark Wasserman in the forehead, as that's his favorite lines. I can't get him down right there. You know that's what he says on this segment. Right
I know.
Here. So, Mark, we miss you. I'm glad you're taking a few days off. Apparently, he needs it from per Big Brother, as the story.
Had to.
I heard. I didn't even have a chance to even ask you. But you know what? Everybody
you didn't
needs
hear us downstairs?
When I seen you, when I pulled up, it was right when I got here. So, did that happen after that?
You didn't hear us downstairs.
No, what happened?
Remember that day you heard us outside?
Yes.
10 times worse.
10 times?
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air. 10 times worse.
Well, you know what? It's okay. Brothers have arguments. We have arguments. Everybody has arguments. It's okay. It happens in life.
No, I get it. It does.
And sometimes, you know what? And I think everyone out there listening could relate. It's not like everybody listening going, I never had an argument with anyone in my life. What do you mean you guys had an argument? It's part of life. It happens.
It was a good one.
So Mark's not here today because he has to take a few breaks.
The good thing is they hugged and made up.
The good thing is, I'm when I pulled
saying.
Up, hey,
I'm not saying.
I don't know if they made up, but when I pulled up, I seen them both out there, and I was like, hey, guys, and Craig said hi, and Mark didn't say hi to me. I was all kind of wondering what the hell the problem was, but you know what? I had to come in here and prep, and I wasn't going to ask. Oh, fuck, screw it, whatever. So as we come back, you guys, thank you, of course, to the women of Cannabis Talk 101. Always great to hear what you guys have to say. You guys are brilliant. They also will be at G4 Live May 21st through the 23rd out there at the Mandalay Bay, so there are a lot better to look at than we are, that's for sure. But you know what? We all have great personalities, all of us. Craig, I said I had a great story for us when we come back, and I'm sure you'll want to get to another news story, but I want to give you this Run DMC story. You know who Jam Master Jay is?
Sure.
Who is he?
That guy.
Come on.
He's the guy.
He is the guy.
He's the guy.
What's he known for?
Being the guy.
Jam Master Jay. Jam Master Jay.
I wouldn't know.
Jam Master Jay.
All I know is Run DMC.
So and Run DMC. Now, if I just told you that
now,
there's
if you
three
said
guys
I started
in
from the bottom, now I'm here. I know who that is.
What if I said you were face down biting a pillow? Would you know who that is?
Don't talk about my wife.
Whoa, Amanda, God, hey, you know that's a beautiful scenario. Why did I just see your wife face down in a pillow? That's a fucking good one. So. If there's people out there like my brother Craig who don't know who Jam Master Jay is, the group Run DMC, there's a guy named Run, there's a guy named DMC, and there's a DJ named Jam Master Jay. So Jam Master Jay is the DJ for Run DMC. He passed away a while back. Rest his soul. I have actually the Jam Master Jay's Adidas shoe that they made an exclusive on, and I actually have one of those because you know they came out with Adidas, walked through concert doors and roamed
all over. Yeah, yeah, I know that. Yeah, yeah, I know that song.
I stepped on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid. Okay, anyhow. So, I have the Jam Master Jays. His son, TJ and Jesse Mazil, are paying homage to their legendary dad with a new cannabis product. The Mazil brothers are also behind the Queen's OG, 4 pre-rolled joints, and that's in a cassette tape for its packaging.
That's cool.
And it's very cool too, Craig, because you remember buying cassette tapes.
All the innovation that people have.
And not only that, taking it back to things like that, I don't know if you did this growing up.
That'd be a lot of an 8-track.
I remember listening to the 8-tracks in my parents' van, and the funnier part about when I say 8-tracks, that goes to like Saturday Night Live, it goes to Grease, it goes to Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. Those are the cassettes, and then the Lowrider collection.
Do you know I invented the Walkman?
That'd be so great if you wouldn't be fucking sitting next
you know
to me.
You know, without inventing it, I invented it.
Por qué?
My friend and I love skiing, right? This is before any of the Walkmans came out. All you had was I'm not good with measurements, but the regular old cassette. The whole, you know, where you put the cassette in, it's like 12 inches long, you know, 6 inches wide.
Right, right, right.
Okay, you open it up and you put the tape in, you take it out. We wanted to listen to our cassette tapes while we skied. And there was nothing, you know,
to do it
with. Like the radio. So both of our moms actually made a pouch that held this 12
So
by
you made
six.
The fanny pack and the fucking Walkman.
and then they put these suspenders that they actually sewed to it so it went around, you know, our like a backpack strap.
They sewed it on there too for you guys?
Yes, they made a whole thing to put that in there so we could ski while we're listening to our cassette tapes.
So
the innovation.
So you're saying that's how they came up with the Walkman because you guys are
yeah,
the one
they,
to,
then,
to
then,
use those the
then,
way they were made to be used?
Then they scrunched them down ultimately to where the tape was there, then the tape didn't exist, and it was some little tiny thin thing. And
I don't know why. I
could have been a millionaire and not sitting here with
you. I love being able to just order a song right now easily on my phone, but there was nothing better than knowing that you just got that cassette. So I remember buying my Run DMC cassettes at the Berryessa Flea Market in San Jose, where I happened to buy my very first Too Short cassette off Too Short as he was selling them in the trunk
wow.
of his car
got
in that very
there.
Same history of where I got these cassettes. And I got the Fat Boys cassette there. I got the... Furious Five. I got all kinds of cassettes at this Berryessa Flea Market. So when I seen them doing that, I thought it was good. TJ probably told us that Jam Master Jay was a pothead back in the day. But check this out, Craig. He smoked a lot of cannabis growing up. And he'd go to the studio and, of course, start mixing and creating songs and all this stuff. But it was not until they were older that they understood. Like, oh, wow, this man's smoking weed? So, you know, they were actually the first rap group to be on MTV. So here's a good interesting story that I'm going to summarize from reading this story here, is that they would not be public about their cannabis use because early on it was so taboo.
For sure.
That they didn't want to do that. So imagine being the first group on MTV with everything else that they're going against. They're like, we're not bringing up the fact that we smoke cannabis. We don't smoke. We don't. No, no. We just rock the big gold chains. We rock our Adidas, and this is our look. And on stage, they have a couple gangsters from New York and Queens that they used to have with them, like this cat named Bibby that was on there with them. That if you know the history of who they are and what they are, Bibby was an old school New York thing. And if you watch some of these shows, you'll kind of see the tie-in, which I'm mentioning
and
to you.
Do they smoke a lot of weed, though, really?
Well, Bibby was a big-time drug dealer as well, but you know, apparently Jam Master Jay more than all the
smoking
other,
weed.
He would smoke a lot of cannabis, but he would have been an early, early pioneer, especially the first rapper. He was the first rapper on MTV, for God's sakes. So he could have been, but he was nervous too. And it just goes to show you the curve and the turn, how everybody else now is talking about it. They're smoking on. You see everybody have a joint in their hand, a bong maybe, or a dab machine, something that's on these things. So it's just evolved tremendously. But why this is going green in my book is Jam Master Jay's son capitalizing on his dad's legacy, and he should capitalize on his dad's legacy.
They as well. Why not?
I mean, it's the type of things you do. So, and it reminds me of tapping into legacies. Do you ever think and realize that your son allowed you guys to tap into his legacy to create a legacy lawyer? Like, your son started a movement, gets busted by serving and trying to help people, patients, growing cannabis, but he did it early on.
No, he's one of those, our last guests was talking about.
It's a flip scenario is what I'm alluding to and getting to, which is just kind of, and it's awesome on all cylinders, right? What Jam Master Jay's son's doing is awesome. What your son did is awesome, which then helped create.
It's true.
This awesome lawyer family company called the Pop Brothers at Law, and all around cannabis. So it's just so funny to think that some legacy shit's happening as it's going on now.
Real time, as they say.
And to think that you guys are going to probably be the first to be the parent that took off the son's legacy. For instance, like Jam Master Jay's son took after his father's legacy. I'm just flipping the script on it, going,
no,
how trippy
it's
that
awesome
is.
It's awesome. And as a parent, I mean, how cool is that?
And not only that, how proud you are as well.
I mean, like, especially when we go to events. We went on 420. We went to, I think it was 10 different dispensaries, people that they provide product to, West Coast Cure. And I got so many of the owners that he was talking to, just how, you know, great kid he is and thoughtful and, you know, good guy and what a great job I did. And I said, well, yeah, you don't have to grow up with him, but
you know how hard it was. And, you know, and to add to that, when I barely first met him a few months back at the event we had. And it was finally, we walked up to each other like we knew each other. But in my head, I'm like, I know I never slapped hands with you, but of course, I know you're my boy's son. But he was, hey, Joe, what's up? And I was like, I didn't know to say, hey, it's our first time meeting, whatever. He's like, yeah, we're family. Point behind the story is he's so fucking cool. I was like, dude, you're living up to what everybody says about you. And I love that about him. I have probably nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the community that raised him, because I'm sure it wasn't his mother either. From the stories I hear from you.
No.
And a lot of other people. But it's Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this, you guys. May 21st through the 23rd, G4 Live. We're going to be there at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Resorts. We cannot wait to be there. And thank you guys for listening to the show. Craig, thank you for being here. It's always
my pleasure.
You.
Glad I could make it.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this, if nobody else loves you, Craig,
we do.
Bam.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.